Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Welcome to Ireland. As a red-haired, handsome man, can we claim you as our own?
I'm afraid I'm right in between. I'm between two stools. I'm actually Welsh. I'm half Welsh, and I'm very proud to be Welsh. Actually,
Celtic brothers.
London Welsh.
We'll get on to the acting in a bit, of course, but the music. It may surprise some people listening simply because they know you so well from the world of acting. But has music always been on the table alongside acting all the way along?
I've always played music. I used to go busking when I was a kid, you know, or when I was in my 20s, I had a motorcycle and a tent and a guitar. I used to go down through Europe and I used to just get off my motorbike, pitch my tent, places like, you know, Avignon, Aix-en-Provence, yeah. Cannes, Nice, you know, south of France, and then down into Spain a little bit.
So is Zaragoza the song in your record? Is that about you being in Zaragoza busking?
It's on my way to Zaragoza, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Going up the Pyrenees. And actually, it's a song about getting stuck in the Pyrenees with an electric storm coming, and I really mistimed my bike ride. And the sun was going down, and I had to pitch a tent, and I pitched a tent next to a mountain lake, and made myself a little can of beans on my little stove and tried to go to sleep, but lay there. Then I became convinced there was such a thing as a mountain crocodile, which I kept hearing, in the lake.
Those famous Pyrenean mountain crocodiles.
I did a Pyrenean mountain crocodile. Not a lot of people know about them. And so, yeah, I was up literally 5 o'clock in the morning. As soon as it was light, I was just packing my tent up and I was going.
I hear you.
And that's interesting. A hole in my tent as well.
A hole in your tent as well, an electric storm. Charming.
Yeah, storm coming, hole in my tent. Yeah. It was a lot of rookie errors on that trip.
Listen, I've bussed before. I don't know if you know Dublin well, but Grafton Street is the pedestrianised street right down the middle of Dublin city centre, and a great spot. Yeah. You can make a lot of money there as a student if you pick out your guitar and you play some U2 songs for the Spanish students who are there for the summer or whatever. But I never travelled with it. How did they take, you know, in the south of France and north of Spain to this, you know, this bard among them on his motorbike with his guitar?
Well, I remember, for some reason, a lot of the French really like Super Tramp, so I just kept hearing, Super Tramp!
Super Tramp!
Super Tramp! Est-ce que vous pouvez jouer Super Tramp? So I had a couple of Super Tramp songs quickly learned in my back pocket.
Ah, brilliant.
But it was all, you know, I was playing, like you know, you're like playing, I was playing the old hits, yeah. You know? It just was, everything from Bowie to Dylan to John Martin to Elvis to
Brilliant.
Lenny Kravitz to, you know, to the yeah. Eagles to the Beatles, you know, it was just, you know, people, songs people knew they could sing along to.
Amazing. That was amazing. And then when did you decide then to release music, to go on Spotify, to make music videos, to do these gigs, to formalize all this? Was it during lockdown?
Well, kind of, yeah. I think I probably sat there during lockdown having the same, yeah, thinking like everybody else, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like after this. And I wonder if I have to keep doing the same thing or should do the same thing. So, yeah, there was a bit of a conversation with myself. But then I was going to do, I was going to perform in a music. I went on Radio 2 Jazz Show on Joe Stilgo's show. And I was singing on there. And there was a guy in the audience who's a guy called Steve, who's ended up being my manager. He's a lovely guy. And he just came up and said, You can do this a bit. Do you want to get together and, I don't know, get in a studio and see what happens?
Wow.
So it was really him sort of prompting me. Otherwise, I don't think I'd have had the balls. I might not have had the courage to do it, maybe. Don't know. But so, you know, sometimes it takes someone to give you a poke, doesn't it? So,
100%.
So I've just been loving it. Yeah, I started off making some covers with some great jazz musicians here in London. A guy called Giacomo Smith, who's an incredible jazz artist who produced the first, he then prompted me, said, why don't you start writing your own songs, man? I said, well, I tried that when I was 25. And
I've listened back.
I am not going to let anybody see those. So, then I thought, all right, I'm older, I'm different. And then I really enjoyed writing as well. So then I had an album. And then I had a record deal, and then I put it out, and then I went on. Then I had a tour around the UK, and it's all just been like one
thing's happened after the next.
Accident, yeah. After another, yeah.
When it comes to your live shows, do you prefer, a small, attentive audience or something raucous and kind of, more up for it? What do you like?
I like the fact that you think I have a choice. This is really good. This is good for my confidence. No, I like both. Because I come from the theatre, I don't mind playing in front of people sitting down,
yep.
Weirdly. Some people hate that. It's like, why am I playing rock and roll to, 1,000 people sitting down? Mm-hmm. My music can be listened to sitting down, I think. Some of it is more sort of singer-songwriter rootsy stuff. The second album, I will say, is a bit more get up and go.
Yeah.
So... I really like both. I played Latitude last year, and there must have been, I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 people in
there. Wow.
That. And that was like, and they were standing, and they were, they didn't know the music. They were all getting to know me. So it wasn't like everybody was like going crazy and singing my songs. But that sway of people on their feet and having that many people in a tent is very exciting. I'm not going to lie.
Rightly so. Well, there's going to be a hell of a lot of people coming to see you in Cypress Avenue Wednesday the 15th, Whelan's Thursday the 16th, and Dolan's on Limerick in Limerick on the 17th. It's going to be an amazing run of shows, and people would know you from so many things: Band of Brothers, Billions, Wolf Hall, Homeland, all that. Was it drama school, small parts, build? Was that kind of how things took off for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Everybody wants to know what your big break was, and actually. I suppose globally, just like suddenly people around the place really knowing you, Band of Brothers was a yeah. thing, was a big thing. But yeah, I had lots of sort of little mini breaks where just really nice jobs came along, and just playing Hamlet. I played Hamlet here in London on stage when I was young, when I was 24. And, I always thought that was a massive break,
it was exciting.
Yeah. And then I went to the Royal Shakespeare Company. I was so excited to be at the Royal Shakespeare Company because that's kind of where my head was at when I was that age. It's about theatre.
Of course,
theater.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. And then I started looking around me, and I just saw one or two of my pals starting to make these movies with really incredible movie, filmmakers.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What's that like?
You can make films. That's amazing. I had no idea you could do that. I really was kind of green like that, and just thinking that was, I don't know, felt like maybe that was for other people. But so anyway, and then Band of Brothers came along. I got Band of Brothers, and then all kinds of things happened. I've just been so lucky, I guess in terms of, becoming really well known. I guess that is almost entirely down to the way in which the movie and TV landscape just kind of changed dramatically exactly at the time I was making Band of Brothers, around, sort of 2001 to 2000.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly there was, HBO suddenly started making these epic TV shows that were like movies, like The Sopranos, like The Wire. We made Band of Brothers, and then suddenly everybody wanted to do these epic TV shows. And, I've been lucky enough to have been in like three or four of them. And just very, very lucky.
Yeah, I appreciate when actors do say that. And I realize that, every actor, no matter what stage they're at in their career, is still talking about the next job and the next job. And I get that. But, you make your own luck in some ways as well. You've got to deliver in Band of Brothers in order to, get to the next stage, and then deliver in Homeland and get to Billions, and it has to be based on your work as well, I think. So you're being very modest there, I think, as well. But I get that. Is there a role left for you that you'd love to sink your teeth into, a type of role, I mean? So something that you're hearkening for.
Yeah, I want to make one really epically good cowboy movie.
Oh, yes.
The whole cowboy landscape has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, the way we view, the way in which we treated the Native Americans. You know, can you have cowboys and Indians anymore? Don't know. Is that, are we in a sort of post, you know, in a more sort of politically correct world? Mm. You have to be careful how you tell those stories.
Yeah.
But that kind of the idea of the lone gunslinger who has to pick up his gun one last time, you know, to do his dance with the devil, okay, set against an epic, epic backdrop of the pioneers and the Native Americans and all the complications that come with that and the confrontations.
Sounds to me like there might be a script bubbling up in Damien Lewis, the writer.
I mean, that was like an audition. That was shameful, what I just did.
Oh, no. I was moved. I was ready to finance your movie right there and then.
Jesus, if anybody's listening and they don't give me a job, anyone who can make a cowboy movie, if they don't give me a job after that, I'll be furious.
And come here, would there ever be, do you think, a musical movie scenario? Was there a biopic? Is there someone you'd love to play? Or would you, you know, is there a situation where you'd play the piano or sing in a movie scenario?
I want to play Bowie.
Oh,
I want
yes.
to play Bowie, you know. We're both from the redhead family.
Yeah.
And he, although who knows what his actual real hair color was, but he seemed to be redheaded most of the time.
Most of the time, but, yeah.
I would love to do that.
That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd do a musical for sure. Love a musical movie, love that.
Amazing. Well, before I let you go, I must confess that I know you're a Liverpool fan. I'm a Manchester United fan. So I've had to live through the pain of Liverpool's recent and eventual Premier League success. But Manchester United, Liverpool, or Liverpool, Manchester United, I should say, give you a prediction.
Oh, you know, depends how we both play. If we come out and play slightly rubbish football, which we're both
very capable of.
Well. Yeah. We're doing very well at that at the moment. You know, it could be a sort of scrappy 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, you know, that kind of thing. But actually, I mean, I think we all know deep down that Liverpool will win.
Oh, I have to be polite because he's my guest, but I will be. Damien Lewis, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. I cannot wait to see your live show. I'll be at the Whelan's one, but everyone else, Cypress Avenue on Wednesday the 15th, Whelan's in Dublin on Thursday the 16th, Dolan's of Limerick on the 17th, tickets on ticketmaster.ie right now. Go and pick them up and go see Damien Lewis. Thanks so much for taking the time, Damien.
Dave, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Talk to you later.
See
you bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.